Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Mobbed by Carol Higgins Clark, narrated by Michelle Paulk.
Thursday, August 4th. 1. Get that phone call over with. Jack Riley leaned down, kissed his wife, then opened the front door of the loft they shared in Tribeca. I will, Reagan answered with a slight grimace. I had the feeling that guy wasn't going to turn out to be Mr. Right for Haley, but I certainly didn't expect what we witnessed last night.
He's a first-class creep, Jack said. Haley dodged a bullet.
You're right, Reagan agreed. But somehow, I don't think that will be the first thought that runs through her mind when I tell her what happened. It'll probably take a little time for her to reach that conclusion. Like another 10 years.
Jack smiled, then started out the door. If she has to hear the bad news from anyone, she's lucky it's you. You'll know what to say.
He turned back and gave Reagan a hug.
What a relief to be out of the single scene. Another reason to raise a glass to your father.
Reagan smiled. That's for sure. And Dad never gets tired of hearing us thank him. We can toast him for the millionth time tonight.
Reagan and Jack had met when Luke Riley, owner of 3 funeral homes in New Jersey, had been kidnapped with his driver in New York City. He'd just stepped out of the hospital where Reagan's mother, Nora, had been recovering from a broken leg. Jack, head of the major case squad, had been called in. The rest, as they say, is history.
Let's plan to be on the road by 7, Jack said as he stepped out into the hallway. Hopefully, the traffic will have eased up by then.
They were headed to the Jersey Shore.